You're on The Burt Show.
Cassie got an email. She takes a look at this thing and she's like, ooh, no, we better bring in the professionals for this one. So we did. Jessica Hutchison is going to join us in a second. But this is an email about a mom struggling on how to have a conversation with her daughter about her daughter's weight.
Hey, Cassie. First, let me say I love the show and I always love your outlook on life. I need some advice on how to help my 19-year-old daughter, but to protect her, I'd like to stay anonymous. She's always been what the doctors would call, quote-unquote, big-boned. When she was 17, she was involved in an accident that broke her ankle, and also she has really bad menstrual cycles and cysts on her ovaries. She and I researched some birth control and decided to go with Nexplanon, so I think that contributed to more weight gain. She's always been a size 18 in pants, and she has always been my beautiful princess. I've always tried to teach her body positivity. When her accident happened, she gained a substantial amount of weight. It could have been also the birth control or both, I'm not sure. She's now 19 and in college, and I'm super proud of her, but I'm so worried about her health. As of now, she weighs around 380 pounds. I do my best to encourage her to eat healthy and exercise, but to no avail. I've even purchased her a gym membership, and I've also offered to pay for gastric sleeve surgery, and she isn't having any of it. She's currently unemployed, and she has gone for a couple of interviews and didn't get the job, honestly, because I think she's being judged by her weight. I love her so much. Her health stresses me out more than her, and I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know how to help her, and I don't know what else to do. I want her to be living her best life right now and not have to worry about her weight. Please help from a concerned mom.
All right, so we're going to bring Jessica on here in just one second. Again, she's 19 years old. She's 380 pounds. So, Cassie, when you were reading this, what were you feeling? Because you've told us that you've struggled with body image your entire life.
Yeah, and you know, this one's tough because obviously I don't feel like I need to make this clear, but I'm not a health professional, but I've done a lot of talking to health professionals and experts about my own health. And there are some red flags here that are popping out to me. The menstrual cycles being off, the cysts on the ovaries. To me, those are both signs of polycystic ovarian syndrome. Having them doesn't mean you have PCOS, but it could be an indicator. And that's a metabolic disorder, which means, and an endocrine disorder, which means you're going to have trouble losing weight no matter what. And so I think that's where I find issues with this. It's so hard because as a family member, you want to reach out and you want your family members to be healthy. And there's no denying the correlation that weight has with health. Like there are, it puts stress on your joints and you can be overweight and be healthy, but also you can be overweight and know that you have increased risk of cardiac disease, stress on the joints, a multitude of other things. So I understand, but sometimes there's so much more at play than calories in versus calories out. And you have to think of the mental health of your kid. Are they dealing with some kind of disorder that stops them from losing weight? Are they depressed? Or is it truly they just don't want to go to the gym? Is it a life transition? And I think reading through that and thinking about all those things that happened in my life that contributed to my weight gain and struggling with it, I think that's where I'm like, this is a job for a licensed therapist.
Yeah, and Cassie's giving good emotional advice, but Jessica Hutchison, where do we even start with this one?
I mean, I don't know. I think you nailed it, Cassie. Like, you are spot on. And I agree with so much of what you said. Through my own health journey, I saw some red flags too with what she was saying just about from a hormonal standpoint. I 100% agree with you. Something's off there. And find the right medical professional to help you when it comes to women's hormones, because they are understudied, they are underfunded, and there's not a lot of people who know. So spot on there. I am going to answer this also as Jessica the human being a little bit here. There is one thing that really stands out for me in this email, and that's the accident that she had. I will get a little bit honest and vulnerable here. I was in a severe car accident when I was 16 years old that almost ended my life. It led to pretty significant depression. I was on the opposite end where I lost significant weight. But what we don't talk about is that depression is also significant weight gain or significant weight loss. So this piece really stands out to me, especially because she said she gained a lot of weight after the accident. And my first thought is there a mental health struggle going on here? You know, after my accident, it was, I didn't necessarily want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the depression of not wanting to live necessarily. So that goes two ways, where you can eat a lot or not eat at all. So I think she might need to talk to somebody, a mental health professional for mm-hmm. sure.
Now, coming from a mother perspective, mm-hmm. if, you know, her daughter's an adult, technically, so yeah. she can't like drag her to the doctor's office or take her to a therapist's office. So how, as a parent, can you get across to your child who, in, you know, if they're 19, they're probably not listening to you anyway. There's that phase there of where like they know everything. Parents don't know anything. How do you navigate that conversation and try to like open their eyes to like, hey, you really need to take control of your life? Because even still at that age, and I know you know this, that frontal lobe is not fully developed and you think you're invincible and you have forever.
My first thought here is that she hasn't had an honest conversation and a real conversation. It's a very positive email that she wrote in and she's trying to get her daughter to do things. And my thought is, have you had a conversation about why you're trying to get her to do these things? I would sit down with her and I would say, I am afraid. I am scared. I don't want to lose you. My thought is that has not been the case because it's been all positive, right? I have a love hate with this body positivity culture that's going on right now because I think it makes it harder to talk about, have serious conversations. It's like the toxic positivity of the freaking 90s that like really made it hard to talk about mental health. Same thing with body stuff. So you can have body positivity while also having a very real, honest conversation about your fears and what you're genuinely afraid of, which is losing your daughter.
Could it be like maybe, I don't know if she would receive this well, but it's like, it's not what I'm seeing on the outside. I'm worried about what's going on the inside that I cannot see with your body.
Well, yes, but I would speak more from her perspective as her mother. I'm terrified of losing you. I think so much of the conversation is, I see this and you're beautiful and you're wonderful and I love this about you. Okay, throw that out the door. What about what you're feeling and experiencing as her mother mm-hmm. to give that perspective, which is different, right? It unguards people. When you're speaking from a place of what you're experiencing, the guard goes down. There's nothing to defend when you're speaking from your own experience. I think she needs to get a little vulnerable and a little honest here.
That's really good, Jessica. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
It's The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.